Listeners, on air we have Green Senate candidate Gurum Sekho. Gurum, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Sat Sri Akal.
Can you tell me about your background and since how long have you been in politics?
Well, I'm Australian born. My father, Manjit Singh Sekho, founded the first Gurdwara in Melbourne and was the first broadcaster of the Punjabi language program on SBS. I joined the Greens in my 20s, which is about 20 years ago now, a bit more than 20 years ago. In that time, I've been a candidate a number of times, and I have been elected to local council 3 times in that time. I was the first Amritdhari Sikh elected to public office in this country when I was elected to Yarra City Council in 2001, re-elected twice, and have been the national and state convener of the Greens Party. In that time, I've been working to get other Greens elected. One of those people right now is Alex Patel, running in the seat of Batman in Melbourne, which is one of our best electorates in the country, and we're very hopeful that she's going to win on Saturday.
And Gurum, coming to the election campaign, so what are the key policies that Greens are fighting for or committing to Australian people?
Our policy is protecting the environment and working for people rather than profits. So we look after the welfare of all people. But specifically relating to some of the communities that are going to be listening to your program, we are fighting very hard against racism in this country. And one of the things we're doing there is trying to have a fair process for people seeking asylum in this country, so people are not locked up simply because they've tried to escape from war-torn countries to our country. They haven't committed a crime. They've applied by the United Nations protocols that this country is a party to, and they should have their applications processed in a normal fashion, not behind bars. We also would like to increase the proportion of family migration, family reunion migration. We are looking at about 10,000 more applications in the immediate term, but that's certainly one of the policies that we would imagine that some of the migrant communities, particularly the Punjabi communities, might find quite useful going into this election.
And Gurum, coming specifically to the addressing the problems of asylum seekers and refugees, I know it's always been positive welcome sign by Greens. So how are your parties planning to tackle the issues of hundreds and thousands of settlers when there are limited resources and limited opportunities?
Well, right now we're already having 200,000 new migrants come to Australia every year. So the proportion of those people who come here who are asylum seekers, especially those arriving on boats, is a minuscule proportion of the overall amount of people coming to the country. The biggest issue with resources is not numbers of people, it's how we use them. And in Australia right now, we really do burn a lot of fossil fuels, and we can actually look to countries. Sometimes people point to China and India as countries that expend a lot of power trying to catch up to Western nations like the United States. In actual fact, those two countries are leading the way on renewable resources and renewable energy supplies, and I think that we can learn a lot from them. In Australia, where we have so much sunshine, we can produce so much power without using fossil fuels and without impacting upon the environment. We could have a lot more people living in this country, and we can process people coming here in an orderly and a fair fashion.
And Gurum, as you mentioned about the racial intolerance, Alex Patel, Greens candidate for Batman, she has been subjected to some racial attacks. So what is your take on that?
I think most Sikh men who wear turbans, probably many people from Indian subcontinental background, and a lot of women from Muslim backgrounds, have had a lot of experience in their lives of being treated very badly by some Australians on some occasions. The stuff that's going out right now for Alex is trying to criticise her for speaking at the remembrance of the Sikh genocide rally a couple of years ago, pointing out that she's a Sikh and trying to suggest that Sikhs are basically bloodthirsty, sword-wielding lunatics who are out to go around the streets of Melbourne and start beheading people. It's unbelievably offensive and false, and it's very hurtful for people who are involved with the Sikh faith. I think that it's also very offensive for anybody who is sensitive to the rights of all people. We think that this is being put out there right now to undermine her chances of winning, because the fact of the matter is that we're outpolling the Labor Party now in the federal seat of Batman, which is in the suburbs of Northcote through Preston up to Reservoir. And I think some people are getting very, very worried about that. So whoever it is putting out the this quite cowardly information or misinformation, they haven't put their names to it, so it's not possible to actually take them to court. We're hoping that most people will see this for what it is, unfair attacks, and we're actually finding that our campaigners and supporters and Alex herself are getting lots and lots and lots of support from the local community who just find this racial intolerance not on. It's really not what Melbourne is about.
And Gurum, you were also present at the Sikh Genocide March in Melbourne. So what is Green Party's stand on this issue and the event?
There are wounds that have taken place in northern India and Punjab, and the areas between Punjab and Delhi in particular, particularly that have been inflicted upon the Sikh community and others, but especially the Sikh community. There are wounds there that may never heal. The self-determination that's required for Sikh and Punjabi populations there is something that we support. We also support the acknowledgement of the murder and the damage that was done in those communities in 1984 and afterwards. We would like to, in diplomatic relationships with India, continue to press for recognition of what actually happened and to try and find some kind of reconciliation with the communities of Punjab.
And coming to my last question, do you want to address Punjabi community in specific, or you want to appeal them for something?
We certainly would ask Punjabi community to look to the Greens as an option to vote for the policy outcomes that I was talking about earlier, particularly to do with family reunion, but also general policies about looking after communities who are making a new start in this country and making the communities be part of the community and not just an add-on to the community. That's one reason why people like Alex Buttle and myself have been able to get into positions of getting elected or about to be elected without quotas. It's in the Australian Greens, people are encouraged to run regardless of what background you've got. And it's been very good for us that Sikhs have been promoted in the Australian Greens in prominent positions. In the case of Alex, any help that people could give to her on election day in Batman would be fantastic. In my case, I'm a Senate candidate. That means that any Victorian can vote, who is enrolled to vote, can vote for me in the upper house and support the Greens team to introduce those policies we're talking about.
Well, that be it for tonight, Gurum. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Sasrikal.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.